This meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. It is 11:15 a.m. on Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. We are in the Capitol, Room 124. Our members today present, Representative Gray, Representative Nelson, Representative Hall, Representative Allard, and Representative Fields. And myself, Representative Eichheit, Chair. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Please remember to silence your cell phones for the meeting. Thank you for that. I would like to also thank Cal Brown from House Records, Zach Lawrence from the Juno LIO, and Jordan Nelson, who is learning the process here today. Without your help, the work of this committee is not possible. We have one item on the agenda today, House Bill 17, Disabled Veterans Retirement Benefits by Representative Rauscher. We'll be hearing public testimony today and then considering the bill. So we're going to open up a public testimony process here. So I will now open that for public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify on House Bill 17? Okay, seeing none in the room, we'll go online. Looks like we have some people on the queue here, so I'd like to invite Austin Flavin to identify yourself for the record and then provide your public testimony. And you know, please try to keep it under 5 minutes. I'm not going to use my timer, but we don't have very many people. And also, I just want the record to reflect that Representative Sadler has arrived at 11:17. Austin, can you go ahead and provide your identity and provide your testimony?
Yeah, my name is Austin Flavin. I live in Palmer, Alaska. I've grew up in Alaska my whole life besides the sixth-year enlistment in the U.S. Navy, and I'm calling to ask the support of House Bill 17. I tracked this bill a little bit last year as House Bill 232, and do have some, interest in it, and, I've read it and feel like I could, make a case of why this is a good idea for other veterans, like myself. But I do see that, it generally affects, tier two and three employees, most likely, probably veterans of the Gulf War, OIF and OEF, which is Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. I started out in PERS is in 2004 in the system, and shortly after 9/11, with a little bit of gap, I felt compelled to serve my country, and thus deployed to Iraq and a bunch of other countries as a Navy CB. While I served in country, I was around a lot of toxic burn pits. I was a welder by, in the Navy, they call it RATE, and other services, it's MOS. So I welded up a lot of steel, a lot of things that, shouldn't be welded on, but because it was wartime and contingency, those things were, done anyway, despite health issues. When I got out, I decided to, come back to Alaska. I did get back into the PERS system, and I was very fortunate to come back as Tier 3 because I did not cash out my state PERS benefit. I'm asking for the support of this because I feel it's a quality of life issue. I've been rated by the VA for disability, and without going in too much into that, it's, the COPD. I don't know what the future holds for myself as, health goes. I know a lot of that will be up to me. I try to stay in shape and exercise and not let this bear down on my life and control it. But at the same time, you know, I don't know how long if I'll get to live out a life of a individual that never went and put that service in or was exposed to all kinds of toxins. I'm simply asking for what I feel is not a handout, but a benefit that I've already paid into. I, you know, bought my time back in PERS. It's a great benefit, but as it stands right now, I would need to work 5 years longer. And I'm kind of going off the line three of with at least 30 years of credited service of all employees. So I know it's required that an employee work 30 years of credited service. Well, I'm going to have 30 years of credited service at some point, but then I'm going to have to work that other 5 years because graduates credited, I bought into it. I pay over, you know, $30,000 to buy that service time back from the state. And I just, you know, in the best case scenario, would hope that I could, you know, live a long life and enjoy it and have quality of life and a good retirement and all the things that, you know, we all wish and talk about and probably dream for ourselves in retirement. But it would be a little bit of a comfort to know that that benefit could be accessed a little bit earlier, you know, if by then, you know, my condition's the same, great. But if it's not, you know, it's a lot more appointments. Quality of life might be gone down, and I'm just asking for this benefit to be opened up in that way. Again, this is something I've already paid into. This isn't asking for a handout or anything like that. It's just simply asking to unlock a benefit that, you know, a little bit earlier. And I speak for myself and all other veterans that may be in the TERS. I'm sorry, the PERS system, you know, there's probably not a lot of people in Tier 1. However, you know, I'm no expert and don't know that for sure, but just based off going off the Tier 2 and Tier 3 folks, I would think this pertains to, you know, a good amount of Gulf War veterans and or Iraq, Afghanistan veterans, possibly people in the Guard, the reserves that, you know, may have left to deploy, serve their country, and so on, and that this would benefit. And that is really all I have. I'm just asking that, you know, representatives support this, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Flavin. Thank you also for your service. See no other people on the queue for public testimony. I will close public testimony on HB 17. And for the record, Representative Nelson came in at 11:23. Thank you for joining us.
I was already on the record.
You were? Okay. My apologies. Next, I would ask if the sponsor of the bill would like to give any closing remarks. This is also an opportunity for any follow-up questions from the committee.
Thank you. For the record, Representative George Rauscher, District 29. I want to thank the committee. I want to thank Chair Eichheit for hearing this bill. I think that this committee, you deal with all elements and all things related to military and veterans affairs, and this bill relates to the sacrifice that these young men and women and older men and women they've gone away from their families, they've offered their service to their country, and they've also offered their bodies. And these things may deteriorate earlier on in life, and that's what this bill is about. It's recognizing the fact that they're still willing to work in the field to help provide for their families, to provide an income, serving in jobs right here in America, right here at home. and their bodies may not be able to do that as long as ours, who have not given our time and experienced the things that took away parts of their bodies. These are 100% disabled young men and women, and appreciate the fact that they did that for us. And I just ask that you consider this bill highly and pass it from committee.
Thank you, Representative Rauscher. And then I did want to apologize, Representative Nelson, for that oversight on my part. Is there any general? Yeah, Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Rauscher. On the bill, the first page, the one page, could you please lay line 4 and 5, what is a normal retirement benefit? And my question goes to, is this the retirement benefit that a state worker who leaves service, just their years of service, or is there some other definition of normal retirement benefit? Whoever can answer that.
Through the record, Craig Vodez, staff for Representative Rauscher. That is the, on page 1, line 5, that is the normal retirement benefit that they would already be receiving previous to this bill at the age 60.
Okay. I'm sorry, clarify.
Follow up.
At age, so somebody who did retire, I'm correct, so it's a, please expand on that. If they are retiring, I don't understand what you said there, so I'm sorry.
Yes, through the record, Craig Valdez. It is the, what they would already be entitled to at retirement. They would just receive it now under this bill.
If they were to
if
they were to retire at age 60, that'd be, okay, very good. It's not a lifetime benefit for someone. It's not providing 30 years worth of retirement service to somebody who's worked 7 years.
Correct.
Just want to clarify that for the public, great. And if I may follow up then?
Follow up.
And I apologize if I missed it in the earlier presentation, but do you have an estimation of the number of Alaskans whom this bill would touch? How many permanently and totally disabled veterans are there who have PERS service? PERS, I guess.
Through the chair, Craig Valdez. As previously stated in the previous committee, the state doesn't have exact numbers on that, as in they don't track that. Mm-hmm. We do know previously in Tier 2 there was 2, and in Tier 3 there was an additional 2 that retired that would have matched this definition, but we don't have the full numbers from the division as they don't track that.
If I may just conclude, I appreciate getting that on the record, Mr. Chair. I think this is a generous bill. It reflects the desire to give veterans who've given their life and their butt to avail themselves of benefits they've already earned in state service, and it's not too many people, and I think this would be a good bill to help those few Alaskans and those that come after them. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or points of discussion? Okay. Seeing none, thank you to our sponsor. We've had 2 hearings on this bill and taken testimony from the public. I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Chair Eichheit, I move House Bill 17, Work Order 34-LS0233 Alpha from committee with the individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none. House Bill 17 is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and accompany fiscal notes. This concludes our agenda for the day. At our next meeting on Thursday, February 27th, we'll have a briefing from the Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson Commander, Colonel Lisa Mabbitt, and then another presentation from the Ted Stevens Center for Arctic Security Studies. Members, please stay in the room to sign the committee report for HB 17. Seeing no further questions from the committee, I adjourn this meeting at 11:29 a.m.